Chapter 38. Should I avoid temptation situations? I've been categorical in my advice so far, and would ask you to treat this advice as instruction rather than suggestion. I am categorical, first, because there are sound, practical reasons for my advice, and second, because those reasons have been backed up by thousands of case studies. On the question of whether or not to try to avoid temptation during the withdrawal period, I regret that I cannot be categorical. Each smoker will need to decide for himself. I can, however, make what I hope will be helpful suggestions. I repeat that it is fear that keeps us smoking all our lives, and this fear consists of two distinct phases. 1. How can I survive without a cigarette? This fear is the panic feeling that smokers get when they are out late at night and their cigarettes begin to run out. The fear isn't caused by withdrawal pangs, but is the psychological fear of dependency. You cannot survive without a cigarette. It actually reaches its height when you are smoking your last cigarette. At that time, your withdrawal pangs are at their lowest. It's the fear of the unknown, the sort of fear that people have when they're learning to dive. The diving board is 1 foot high, but seems to be 6 feet high. The water is 6 feet deep, but appears to be 1 foot deep. It takes courage to launch yourself. You're convinced you're going to smash your head. The launching is the hardest part. If you can find the courage to do it, the rest is easy. This explains why many otherwise strong-willed smokers either have never attempted to stop or can survive only a few hours when they do. In fact, there are some smokers, on about 20 a day, who, when they decide to stop, actually smoke their next cigarette more quickly than if they had not decided to stop. The decision causes panic, which is stressful. This is one of the occasions when the brain triggers the instruction, have a cigarette. But now you can't have one. You're being deprived. More stress. The trigger starts again. Quickly the fuse blows and you light up. Don't worry, that panic is just psychological. It's the fear that you are dependent. The beautiful truth is that you are not, even when you are still addicted to nicotine. Do not panic. Just trust me and launch yourself. 2. The second phase of fear is longer term. It involves the fear that certain situations in the future will not be enjoyable without a cigarette, or that you will not be able to cope with a trauma without the cigarette. Don't worry. If you can launch yourself, you will find the opposite to be the case. The avoidance of temptation itself falls into two main categories. 1. I will keep my cigarettes available, although I will not smoke them. I will feel more confident knowing they're there. I find the failure rate with people who do this is far higher than with people who discard them. I believe this is due mainly to the fact that if you have a bad moment during the withdrawal period, it's easy to light up a readily available cigarette. If you have the indignity of having to go out and buy a packet, you are more likely to overcome the temptation. And in any event, the pang will probably have passed before you get to the tobacconists. However, I believe the main reason for the higher failure rate in these cases is that the smoker does not feel completely committed to stopping in the first place. Remember, the two essentials to succeed are certainty and isn't it marvellous that I don't need to smoke anymore? In which case, why on earth do you need cigarettes? If you still feel the need to keep cigarettes on your person, I would suggest that you need to listen to this program again. It means that something hasn't gelled. In either case, why on earth do you need cigarettes? If you still feel the need to keep cigarettes on your person, I would suggest that you need to listen to this program again. It means that something hasn't gelled. 2. Should I avoid stressful or social occasions during the withdrawal period? My advice is yes, try to avoid stressful situations. There's no sense in putting undue pressure on yourself. In the case of social events, my advice is the reverse. No, go out and enjoy yourself straight away. You don't need cigarettes even while you're still addicted to nicotine. Go to a party and rejoice in the fact that you do not have to smoke. It will quickly prove to you the beautiful truth that life is so much better without cigarettes. And just think how much better it will be when the little monster has left your body, together with all that poison.